It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good evening, 6 o'clock, KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. 76, mostly cloudy, KSL's top story. It is now official. Utah Congressman Chris Stewart says he's retiring from the U.S. House. This comes as Republicans in the House hold only 9 more seats than the Democrats. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobe begins our live team coverage. Amy, could we end up with a vacant seat here?
Possibly. He says that he'll retire after what he's calling an orderly transition, but that doesn't answer a lot of the big questions, like how long could that be? And there's a lot of that could happen in that transition. The head of the Utah GOP, Robert Axon, actually says that Stewart is likely to stick around and finish some work on the Appropriations Committee.
Their process is tied to the fiscal year and the budget. And so I would anticipate that Congressman Stewart would be sticking around at least through the summer to finish out some of that meaningful work for Utah.
We know that the governor has the power to call for a special election, but first, Stewart either has to send a letter to the governor or simply pack up and vacate his seat. But again, it's not super clear what he's going to do.
Well, what is the holdup now? Why can't we just have an election? We know he's leaving.
Right. We need people to announce their candidacy first. We need to have a race, both Republicans and Democrats. We've heard some rumors, some early announcements so far, but Weber County Clerk Ricky Hatch tells David Dujanovic that there's also a lot that just goes into holding an election.
The law says that you still have to have a minimum of 90 days in order to get everything done, and that includes signature gathering for candidates who want to choose that path, the party process to be completed. And then we have to be able to, get the information to the printers and be able to get the ballot finalized and ready to print.
Ann Hatch says that they need time to get those ballots to everyone. That includes people serving overseas in the military.
Well, besides this election ahead, I mean, we had this story yesterday. Lindsay's reporting, she said Chris Stewart was going to resign this morning. He did resign. Did we learn anything new with Stewart's official resignation?
Yeah, so we'd heard rumors that it was maybe some issues with his wife's health. That's confirmed in his official statement. We also, yesterday, had reached out to every member of Utah's delegation and asked for reaction. They said, we will react as soon as he is out with his own statement. And so today we did get some of that reaction. Becky Bruce has actually been following that today.
In a joint statement, Republicans John Curtis, Burgess Owens, and Blake Moore say they're deeply saddened by Stewart's announcement, describing him as a dear friend who warmly embraced each of them during their time in our nation's capital. They went on to say Utah loses a dedicated public servant whose presence will be greatly missed.
Don't want to leave anyone out there, but Senator Mike Lee, Mitt Romney, also reacting to the news, had very nice words to say. Mike Lee highlighted Stewart's integrity, said he was also really good just working across both aisles. And that's a pretty good compliment from someone who's worked in the House or the Senate for a long time.
Thanks, Amy. It's appreciated. Amy Kobe. A lot of names have been rumored. Becky Edwards is the one who already has said she intends to run for the seat to be vacated by Chris Stewart. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has that.
Republican Becky Edwards ran for Senate against Mike Lee in last year's primary, but now she says she intends to try for the House seat.
I received hundreds of phone calls and messages from people really asking me to run, and I am thrilled with the opportunity to have that support in this setting and looking forward to running in this race.
Edwards got about 30% support in that Republican Senate primary. She says she's announcing her intention today because she plans to visit every area in the 2nd Congressional District.
And share my commitment to their families, their businesses, their communities, and that I will work hard for them in Washington, D.C. And I need to get on the road.
State Senator Todd Weiler also tells me he's definitely considering a run and will make a decision in the next couple days. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Enough politics? KSL's top national story. We're under half an hour away from the expected House floor vote on the deal to raise the debt ceiling. Plenty of lawmakers remain opposed to the plan on both sides of the aisle. Democrat Jamal Bowman of New York
wanted to see the president use the 14th Amendment to end the negotiations and avoid a default.
There are other ways to avert the debt cliff. We should not default, and we will not default. This is a poor way of going about doing that.
The bill is expected to pass the House this evening, though by what margin remains unclear. When it makes its way to the U.S. Senate, Utah's senior senator says he will emphatically vote no. Senator Mike Lee spoke this afternoon on the Senate floor.
It's a bad deal for America, a missed opportunity to confront our challenges, an abdication of our responsibility.
Lee says he plans to introduce some amendments to the bill to make it better, but he said he would not hold up the process ahead of Monday's deadline to raise the debt ceiling. Former Vice President Mike Pence is expected to announce he's running for president sometime next week. That news broke earlier today. ABC reports that he'll make the announcement from Iowa next Tuesday, which happens to be his 64th birthday. KSL News Time 6:05, First Look Traffic. Here's Andy Farnsworth.
Well, things have finally started to calm down a bit. We're not clear of delays, but they're looking a little bit better. Those of you who maybe got a late start to go home, you got a better drive. Southbound backups don't hit you till 45th South and Murray on I-15. Northbound still slow from downtown to North Salt Lake, but you'll see better speeds through Centerville, especially on Legacy. That is much improved now going through Davis County. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Ever read the clothing label on the collar of your shirt or your blouse? I mean, really read it. I did. The story's next.
Hi, this is Doug Wright. The other night, Dee and I had the most amazing evening of entertainment at Hale Center Theater as we enjoyed Hello, Dolly. It won 10 Tony Awards. Presentation on the Hale Center Theater main stage is simply remarkable. And you forget how many wonderful songs are included in Hello, Dolly. Of course, the headliner, Hello, Dolly, but also It Only Takes a Moment and so much more. Don't miss your chance to see Hale Center Theater's presentation of Hello, Dolly. And just down the hall, it's Hans Christian Andersen in New York. Don't forget, coming up, too, we've got Mary Poppins Jr., Newsies, and, of course, Catch Me If You Can. That's a murder mystery. Around the World in 80 Days, and as we head into the holidays at the end of the year, it will be Elf the Musical. Do not miss out. Get your tickets now for Hale Center Theater's Hello, Dolly by going to hct.org.
Premium checking from America First Credit Union is so much more than a regular checking account. It's a saves you money, makes life easier, always has your back account, because it's absolutely loaded with fantastic benefits and features. In fact, it comes stocked with so much awesome stuff. It was voted best perks by Money.com. So make sure you're rocking more than a checking account. Head to America First and apply for the exclusive protection, perks, and paybacks of premium checking today. Subject to membership eligibility and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA. Since 1939, America First has been helping people pursue their financial goals. And as we have, we've become one of the largest credit unions in the country. The reason why is simple. It's because every day we do our very best to help each person, family, and business we serve to realize their individual dreams and achieve financial well-being. True to our name, we always strive to put our members and employees first. So come join us and let us put you first. America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
If you've got a honey-do list with electrical, plumbing, heating, or air conditioning projects on it, Any Hour Services can help. Call Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com.
This is My Minute of News, brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com. Let me read you the tag on my T-shirt. I'm going to put on my reading glasses here. It was made by a company called Blue 84. 52% cotton, 48% polyester, made in Mexico, RN number 99659. And there are four little emojis. There's an iron, a cup, a triangle with an X through it, and a record player? I have no idea what they mean, but this is the law. The shirt or blouse you're wearing right now has to have a tag or label. Your pants, your dress, your underwear, it must be tagged with its fiber content, country of origin, and the name of the business that made it. It's the law. And you know what happens when you break the law.
But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die.
Well, not exactly the prison Johnny Cash sings about. The violators of the label law will face stiff fines. These laws have been on the books for more than 50 years, but you know what's not required on the label? The size. Because size is subjective.
Anyone who shops at Amazon knows an XL from China is really large, or maybe a medium. But for all the rules and regulations, there's no need for big clothing tags with little letters anymore. The fashion industry wants to save itself the aggravation and just attach one little QR code on shirts, pants, skirts, blouses. You would just boop it with your phone, and it would lead you to a webpage with fiber content, care instructions, maybe even a coupon if you're scanning it at the store. Ralph Lauren is a leading advocate for QR codes instead of those big itchy tags, but don't expect a rule change anytime soon. In Congress, they can't even agree on a budget. And politicians love labels.
I hang my head and cry.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Yeehaw! Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. We're brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935, and here's Andy Farnsworth.
Well, a much better drive once you're in Davis County right now for heading north. You've still got some brake lights on the main flow, though, from downtown up to the 215 join-up in North Salt Lake, but then traffic gets closer to the speed limit the rest of the way. Centerville, some stop and go in Farmington just after the Highway 89 split, and then you're clear from there all the way to Ogden. Things looking good on Highway 89 between Farmington and I-84 now. Legacy, just a little bit of slowing north of Parish Lane in Centerville. Mark?
It's still bogging down Lake Point to Stansbury Park on SR-36 to Willa. Looks like the worst of the Mountain View delays through daybreak. And then Bangor between West Jordan and South Jordan. Redwood Road, heavy Bluffdale down to Camp Williams. I-15 in Utah County is slow. Southbound at Pleasant Grove Boulevard, now see rain clouds slowing some traffic between Springville and Spanish Fork. Steve?
Got a fresh crash in downtown on 2nd South and 5th East. We have slowdowns left over. Southbound 15 between 45th and 90th. Northbound 15, a bit busy in Bluffdale, still, and at 27 South at the eastbound I-80 ramp, plus a stalled vehicle on the southbound I-15 ramp to go west on the 21st South Freeway, and still a bit busy on the 21st South Freeway approaching 7200 west into Magna. Steve Carlson, the KSL Traffic Center.
Our stormy pattern is back in the forecast. Each afternoon over the next several days, thunderstorms are going to boil up and bring us rain, wind, lightning, and thunder. Lows in the 50s, highs in the 70s. The pattern holds through the weekend. Slightly drier air to start next week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
76 in Salt Lake City. We're standing by for the drama on the debt ceiling in the House floor. They're going to vote sometime, perhaps, within the next hour. We'll cover it on KSL.
I'm not feeling too good myself.
Oh, oh.
Yes,
you feel it all right. Oh, oh.
I'm not feeling that good myself.
You know, I'm going to take some summer trips and barely remember the details. Well, here's an experience you'll never forget. The journey of a lifetime. Just go to this website, RockyMountaineer.com. That's RockyMountaineer.com. It's a journey by rail unlike any other in the world. You'll spend 2 days aboard a glass dome train soaking up all the jaw-dropping scenery between Denver and Moab. From the aspens and pines of the Rockies to the red rocks and cliffs and canyons along the Colorado River, you'll experience the breathtaking scenery through oversized windows on a luxury train featuring world-class all-inclusive food and beverage service. You'll sit on couches at tables, and midway, you'll pause for a night in a hotel in historic Glenwood Springs, Colorado. This is the rail journey of a lifetime. Book by June 30th, save up to $1,000 per couple. And since you're from Utah, you save an extra $100 per person. Seats are limited. Visit RockyMountaineer.com right now.
Here's an idea from your neighbor at Hercules Credit Union. Invest in you, right? Because all this time, the equity in your home has grown and grown and, well, grown. So think about a few changes to help it grow even more. Right now, the rates on a Hercules home equity line of credit is 3.99% for 6 months. 3.99%. That's the perfect way to invest in yourself. So you can get started on the maintenance projects you've been putting off for so long. Like going solar, repurposing the basement, or use it to pay off high interest debt. Or maybe just go on a much needed vacation. Hercules will loan up to 80% loan-to-value on your home. And it's all so simple to access with your Hercules Visa card. No need to call or come in. It's just that easy. You know why? Because that's the Hercules way. Get details at HerculesCU.com. HerculesCU.com. Hercules Credit Union. It's neighbors helping neighbors.
The debt ceiling clock counts down.
The deadline, June 5th.
Now party leaders have to find the votes.
60 votes to pass this bill.
Is this going to be a win for Republicans?
If Congress does their job, there should never be threat of a government shutdown.
Listen each day this week for coverage of the vote. The U.S. debt ceiling on KSL News Radio.
The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a lot of names have been rumored. One person has now made their intention known to run for the seat to be vacated by Congressman Chris Stewart. Becky Edwards says she'll make a formal announcement soon. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayers.
Second, emergencies have been declared because of flooding in Sandy and Utah County. In both places, this is to clear the way for local officials to get money from the state and federal governments. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Probably still southbound 15 going from Murray down to Midvale. But we've got a spot of delay on I-15 down in Pleasant Grove and quite a bit of delay leaving I-15 in American Fork on Pioneer Crossing to head out across Lehigh to the west. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Highs in the 80s before the storms got here. There's more where that came from. I'm Kevin Eubank.
Cloudy in 76 now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. The House is back in session and preparing to vote on the Fiscal Responsibility Act of 2023. That's the official name for the bill which would suspend the debt ceiling for 2 years and cut federal spending. And some lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are dead set against it, including New York Democrat Jamal Bowman.
There are other ways to avert the debt cliff. We should not default, and we will not default. This is a poor way of going about doing that.
Some Republicans are calling for House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to lose his job over the compromise.
If it's not conservative cuts and appropriations, you're going to have the same expressions of displeasure that you just saw.
South Carolina GOP Ralph Norman isn't turning on the speaker yet, but he says he will vote no on the bill. New York City officials are asking the federal government for more help with a surge in migrants from the southern border.
We've reached our limit of new spaces to open. The city needs additional financial and operational resources so that we can provide people with the dignity and compassion that they deserve.
Social Services Commissioner Molly Wasso Park says the number of migrants has more than doubled since last summer. Government support for HBCUs targeted by racist bomb threats last year.
The Education Department is awarding over $1 million in school emergency response grants to four HBCUs that received bomb threats last year. South Carolina's Claflin University, Texas Southern University, Delaware State University, and Howard University split the grants by the White House. The schools will hire clinical social workers, develop mental health first aid education programs, plus in-person and telemental health services. ABC News first reported the initial grants to three other HBCUs in January. Arthur Jones II, ABC News, Washington.
That 70s show star Danny Masterson faces up to 30 years in prison now that he's been convicted on two counts of rape. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The resignation of Congressman Chris Stewart is drawing reaction from both sides of the political aisle. Robert Axon is the chair of the Utah Republican Party. Listen.
First, I just have to say a giant thank you to Congressman Stewart and his entire family for their years of service to our state. I think so many elected officials put their names on the line and their talents on the line on behalf of all of us, and he deserves our gratitude. He's been an excellent member of Congress back in D.C. As it pertains to kind of what's next for him, I know he has some critical work that he's doing for Utah on the Appropriations Committee. Their process is tied to the fiscal year and the budget. And so I would anticipate that Congressman Stewart would be sticking around at least through the summer to finish out some of that meaningful work for Utah.
Robert Axon, the chair of the Utah Republican Party, feels safe in saying that he'll be replaced by a Republican. The chair of the Utah Democrats, Diane Lewis, took issue with Axon's assertion that this seat Chris Stewart is leaving is safely Republican.
I say they better watch out because we're coming to get them. We have just had all of our conventions, our county conventions and our state convention, and we saw an excitement that we hadn't seen in years in our Democrats across this area.
There's no timeline yet for a special election to replace Congressman Stewart. We're waiting for official word on his actual resignation date, which he has yet to provide. You've been listening to The In-Depth of 15 and 45 now. Traffic and weather together on the Nines, brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Andy, are things calming down?
They are, actually, especially on Legacy, which was such a parking lot for a good chunk of the afternoon. Now we've only got some stop and go around the Parish Lane, Centerville area as you get ready to go into that roadwork zone going up to Farmington. Northbound 15, much better as well, leaving Salt Lake City. Some brake lights still between essentially the I-80 turnoff and 600 North, but then after that, it looks like you'll be able to maintain pretty close to the speed limit other than a little stretch of slowdown in Farmington. And I am seeing some delays just off I-15, though, on Antelope Drive. It's really backed up in both directions approaching Main Street. Mark?
KSL Traffic Trooper reminding us of the awful drive. It has been all afternoon. Delays Highway 40 down Park City from I-80 towards Heber. Two sections of construction along the way. Still have some sluggish volume, but it is improving on Redwood Road coming out of Bluffdale towards Camp Williams. Southbound I-15 in Utah County. Still a bit of a struggle at Pleasant Grove Boulevard. Steve.
A crash for downtown drivers, 5th East and 2nd South right now in the clearing stages. Southbound 15 good to go from downtown. Got good speeds out into Murray. Then you're going to be on the brakes at 53rd to about 72nd South. After that, all clear. More slowdowns left over there in Bluffdale as you approach the point of the mountain. Advanced Window Products from their factory to your front door in 8 weeks. Affordable windows guaranteed. 801-850-9100 or advancedwindowsusa.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast has lots of scattered storms in it over the next 7 days. A very stormy pattern is setting up. Lows will be in the 50s with highs in the 70s on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We'll keep the threat for a few more thunderstorms on Sunday, but highs get back to the low 80s. Partly cloudy Monday, and then another round of thunderstorms for Tuesday into Wednesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
And right now in Salt Lake City, 76 degrees. Your 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. KSL News Time, 621.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away.
Tim, that one of the hardest things about being a mom is just deciding what to cook for dinner every night.
I know.
Which is part of why I'm so excited to tell everybody about Beehive Meals.
It is a Utah company, and at some point we're going to have to tell the story of the Jacksons and how they actually got this going in 2019. But if you've been struggling with having tacos one night and spaghetti another night, open up your world for dinner with things like Mongolian beef stir fry or Parmesan honey pork roast.
Your family dinner has just never been easier than it is with these. They're pre-assembled freezer meals. I put it in the crock pot. I set it for how long it needs to go. It stays warm after that. And that way, if the family can't all eat together, if one person has basketball and another, it's just warm for whenever they're ready.
And by the way, less than $3.50 per serving. You couldn't go out to the store or out to dinner, certainly on your own, for that price.
You're absolutely right, Tim. I couldn't buy the ingredients for any less.
Start it for your family right now. Go to beehivemeals.com.
It doesn't get better than summer camping in Utah, and it doesn't get any bigger than the Utah Summer RV Palooza, presented by Bish's RV. We're bringing the biggest RV show in the region to Layton, June 8th through the 10th. For 3 days only, the Layton Hills Mall is where you'll find a massive selection of top RV brands like GoPlay, Ember RV, Forest River, Northwood, and a whole lot more. Get up to 20% below cost on select new 2022 RVs and get 90 days no payments on approved credit for all play and no pay till September OAC. Summer RV Palooza is where you'll find a brand new 26BH travel trailer. It's high quality at an undeniable value at a sale price of only $19,995. The selection is huge and so are the trade-in offers. Get max value for your current RV when you trade into the show. Shop the Summer RV Palooza now at bishes.com/UtahRVPalooza. 3 days only, June 8th through the 10th at the Layton Hills Mall. Sponsored by Bish's RV.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address
all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
We're watching Utah's money at KSL. Job openings in April rose to their highest level since January. Experts say that could prompt the Fed to hike interest rates again this coming month. There were about a million more open jobs in April than there were in March. Higher mortgage rates are taking their toll on home sales in Salt Lake City. The Salt Lake Board of Realtors says home sales plummeted in April. They dropped more than 32% from April of last year. But does anybody even want a mortgage? As rates climb again, seems like the answer is no. The Mortgage Bankers Association says the number of applications fell another 5% last week, their lowest level in over 3 months. Rates on a 30-year fixed are still up over 7%. Wall Street today, the Dow is down 134. It closed at 32,908. The S&P was down 25. The NASDAQ off 82 points. An Oscar-winning 83-year-old has a new role, Dad. And it's a sequel.
Call him Papa Pacino.
No, I'm just getting warmed up.
83-year-old Oscar winner Al Pacino is going to be a dad again. His 29-year-old girlfriend, Nora Falla, is pregnant. It'll be their first child together. Pacino's fourth. The news comes just weeks after Pacino's fellow Godfather series castmate Robert De Niro confirmed he was a dad again at 79.
That's ABC's Jason Nathanson in Hollywood.
Picture this. A warm summer evening. The sun setting behind the mountains. Blankets being laid out on the cool grass. And world-class music. It's the Utah Symphony's Deer Valley Music Festival, and you're invited to escape into the music. With 12 concerts at Snow Park Amphitheater featuring country pop sensation Leanne Rimes, the movie music of John Williams, alt rocker Ben Folds, and the Beach Boys. Tickets are on sale now at DeerValleyMusicFestival.org. The sun is hanging in the sky, ready to set. Blankets are spreading out across the cool grass. A slight mountain breeze can be felt as picnic baskets begin to open. It's the Utah Symphony's Deer Valley Music Festival, and you're invited to escape into the music. With 12 amazing concerts at Snow Park Amphitheater featuring hit headliner artists and everything from classical to classic rock, there's something just for you. Tickets are on sale now and going fast at DeerValleyMusicFestival.org.
Join Doug Wright and the KSL Movie Show on Friday at Fat Cats in Bluffdale. They'll be broadcasting live 9 to noon, Fat Cats Bluffdale, 13901 South Redwood Road.
Hi, I'm Ryan Meeks. I have a podcast called The Path of Art, where I talk with creative people about how they're finding success in fields that many people are told not to go into. Listen to some of the things that they had to say.
There's something to be said about just being very tenacious.
I just kept painting and applying to shows and maybe applying to bigger shows.
Don't give up. You know, don't listen to people who tell you you can't do something.
Don't just quit. You know, find out what that next step's going to be.
If you can channel your fear into optimistic excitement, it changes everything.
A lot of the voices that I've been fighting in my head are voices, are illusions.
People want to follow what they believe is going to happen. And so if you truly are moving in that direction, then it's not so hard to how am I going to get this person? How am I going to get that? No, you just get moving.
Listen to The Path of Art at kslpodcasts.com or anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 6:29. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. We're brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. How's it look, Andy?
It is finally looking like a pleasant thing I could recommend to a friend to make a drive north. You've got no more stop and go on I-15 from downtown all the way up into Farmington. You get in some heavy traffic, Farmington to Kaysville, but even that's only dipping a little bit below the speed limit. Right now, though, Antelope Drive and 2200 West on the west side of the freeway in Layton is really backed up right now in both directions, but more so on the westbound side heading away from I-15. Mark?
Still a bit of a tight squeeze. Lake Point to Stansberry Park on SR 36. You have some delays left over Mountain View through Daybreak. And on I-15 in Utah County, still have a couple minutes extra KSL travel time with the delays around Pleasant Grove Boulevard. Steve?
Southbound 15 back to full speeds, leaving downtown Salt Lake City until you hit about Murray. Then you're on the brakes again through the South Interchange into Midvale. Got some slowdowns left over there at the point of the mountain. Northbound 15, a little slow there in Bluffdale. It's Motorcycle Safety Month. Utah Motorcycle Training wants you to remind riders and drivers, put your cell phones down, pay attention, and remember that patience is a virtue that can also save lives. Steve Carlson, the KSL Traffic Center.
Another day that started off partly cloudy but has thunderstorms in it the afternoon. We're going to see this pattern repeat over the next several days. Lows in the 50s with highs in the 70s for the next few days. Scattered rain, lightning, thunder, and wind all the way through Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
74 in Ogden, 77 in Provo, down in St. George. Fair skies, 87 degrees.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good evening, 6:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. It's mostly cloudy, 78 degrees. KSL's top story. We are standing by for a vote in the U.S. House to raise the debt ceiling for the next 2 years. At this point, they're still debating the issue. They haven't gotten to the vote yet. As soon as the vote is in, you will hear the results live right here on KSL News Radio. But first, two communities have declared emergencies to help deal with flooding from spring runoff. Our team coverage, Utah Flood Watch, begins with KSL News Radio's Adam Small and Sandy.
Sandy Mayor Monica Zoltansky says the declaration will be in effect while four creeks, including Little Cottonwood Creek, reach their peak levels.
The purpose of the state of emergency is so we are at the ready come what may. As our temperatures increase.
Further downstream in Cottonwood Heights, Angela Favor, who lives right next to Little Cottonwood Creek, says she's prepared but not too worried.
We've got to just do the best we can with what we've got.
Mayor Zoltansky says they've been preparing for the peak runoff since February. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
I'm KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce. Utah County declared an emergency of its own just hours after Sandy did. The county budgeted $2 million for flood response, repairs, and cleanup this year, but cities across Utah County have already racked up more than $10 million worth of damage. In both Sandy and Utah County, the declaration doesn't mean things are necessarily dire. What it does is clear the way for the local governments to seek financial aid from their counterparts at the state and federal level. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
Blame it on the dust. That's why the snow melts started a little earlier than normal this year.
Snowmelt rates are driven by absorbed sunlight, which is why longer days in the late spring and early summer is usually when you'll clock the snowmelt beginning. But this is for white, clean snow. Like wearing a black t-shirt in the sun, the darker the snow, the more sunlight absorbed. So it would go without saying that the more dust, the darker the snow. Coming out of a drought with not a lot of water lying around means more dust was in the air, and that's why the snowmelt started earlier this year. Dust in the wind. New York, Art Bell, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 6:32. We're hearing that crews are going to start clearing Guardsman Pass up Big Cottonwood Canyon next Monday. Officials say there's still no official opening date because the crews still have a lot of work ahead of them to get the road in shape for drivers. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has announced the passing of Elder Wayne M. Hancock. He was an emeritus general authority. He was 91 years old. Elder Hancock's assignments included the presidency of the temple in Bern, Switzerland, and he was president of the Utah Provo Mission. Representative Chris Stewart is resigning from Congress. He made the official announcement this morning. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe has details.
We knew yesterday this announcement was coming. Stewart says in a statement that he's proud he's been an effective leader for his beloved home state. He also says his wife's health has made it necessary to retire. This is not the first time a congressman in Utah has made an announcement like this. Remember, we went through a similar process with Jason Chaffetz a few years ago.
We're now waiting for details on when Stewart will officially step down. He hasn't said. When that happens, the governor has 7 days to call a special election to replace him. There are a lot of names being tossed out to replace Chris Stewart. Co-host of KSL at Night, Derek Brown, says money is going to be huge in the decision of running.
You have to raise, say, $500,000
you've got to get several hundred people writing checks. And the reality is that's far more difficult than the couple of people who may be wealthy writing you a check.
Brown says the quick money is important because a special election to replace Stewart doesn't give candidates a lot of time to raise the cash. KSL News Radio was first to report Becky Edwards plans to run for Stewart's seat. As others jump in, you'll hear about it right here on KSL News Radio. Our top national story, former Vice President Mike Pence is expected to announce next week that he's running for president, but he joins a very crowded field, according to ABC's Alex Preche.
He's arguably the biggest name to enter this race. It's not either Trump or DeSantis, but DeSantis tried to make this a two-person race. He's positioned this race that way to donors. It's been successful for him the last few months. Well, with the former vice president now entering, it changes that calculation. It changes the shaping there. And so I think that certainly the former vice president has his own challenges being a part of that Trump administration, which will certainly resonate with some of the evangelicals here in Iowa, his principles and his policies.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is also expected to announce a run for the White House, an announcement he will make in New Hampshire next Tuesday. KSL News Time 6:35, the Cache Valley is dealing with a minor whooping cough outbreak. 7 cases so far, according to Bear River Health Department spokesperson Esty Hunt.
Right now, of course, our biggest and always the number one protection is going to be to get vaccinated, and those that are vaccinated will be those that will most likely experience the less severe illness. So vaccine is our number one.
Aside from vaccination, Hunt says good hand washing is your next line of defense, as is staying home when you're sick. Now, first look traffic on KSL. Andy, usually at this point I ask Ricky how we're doing, and she says, yeah, it's all cleared up.
Well, it's not all cleared up, but we're getting closer. We still have that I-15 backup going south through Murray, and we have some northbound 15 delays in Farmington that continue to give people a little bit of extra travel time. And then one area that has really been a headache for people is near Park City on Highway 40 going from I-80 down towards Heber. The construction there, just a huge nightmare, and no relief there, unfortunately. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Yeah, Andy, one other thing that Ricky does is off air. She gives me a briefing on my trip home, and I'll be stopping into the Traffic Center in just a moment. Meantime, my minute of news is on the way. Next.
It's been a rough winter for sure, but visitors are flocking to Box Elder County. Our feathered visitors, that is. Bear River Migratory Bird Refuge is busy hosting swans to swallows and geese to grebes. This spring migration, it's in full swing, and all that's missing is you. Box Elder County, it really is for the birds. Just a short 60 minutes north of Salt Lake, Box Elder County is the perfect place to make memories and celebrate spring. Along with spending time with our feathered friends, you'll experience amazing restaurants and unique shopping. Why not come take a soak in the Crystal Hot Springs, home to the highest mineral content of any natural hot springs in the world? And just let winter melt away as you relax and rejuvenate. Take in a theater performance at one of the live theaters or visit one of the fine museums. Visitors really are chirping all about Box Elder County. Check out BoxElderCounty.com and see why Box Elder County is for the birds. That's BoxElderCounty.com.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
This is My Minute of News, brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com. Remember the Chinese spy balloon? Oh my goodness, everybody was making jokes about this balloon.
We should respond with something even dumber to flummox them. Like, we should send one of those air dancers they have outside car dealerships. No, but undercover with a wig and a mustache.
Poor Joe Biden. Obama got to order the assassination of bin Laden, and all he gets to do is murder a bag of helium.
That was fun. or on Fox, it was deadly serious.
A high-altitude Chinese spy balloon.
There is, by the way, a Chinese spy balloon.
A Chinese spy balloon.
A Chinese spy balloon.
A Chinese spy balloon. Chinese spy
balloon. But while we were all transfixed by this balloon like six-year-olds at a birthday party, turns out at the exact same time, China was quietly slipping mysterious computer code into computers on Guam, the home of a big U.S. airbase. Fortunately, after it spread, Microsoft detected the hack. The company issued a 24-page memo telling companies and government agencies, search your systems, get this thing out. At the same time you were laughing at or infuriated by the big white balloon, China was making use of home routers to distribute the malicious code. Seems that older home routers, like the one that might be in your living room, lack the security features to keep the Chinese out, and this made the spread of the code even harder to track. So what's this Chinese computer code for? Could be to freeze up U.S. computers in the event of a Chinese attack on Taiwan. Maybe not. Maybe it's just for espionage. Either way, it's a serious intrusion. Oh, look! It's a balloon!
Up and away, my beautiful, my beautiful.
What were we thinking?
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together were brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Here's Andy Farnsworth.
Going north, I-15 all clear now from downtown up to Farmington. It's about a 12-minute drive, and then you've got some slowdowns, though, between Farmington and Kaysville that you still have to contend with, which will add a few minutes. We continue to see delays on Antelope Drive both directions, westbound from the freeway out to 2200 West, 10th East, and then eastbound's only backed up a couple of blocks, but it is a headache for the people who are in that area. Mark?
It has been very rough as you come down U.S. 40 from I-80 down alongside Park City towards Deer Mountain, Deer Hollow area, Jordanelle area because of some construction delays. That's on U.S. 40, the eastbound delays. As far as I-15 in Utah County, only have a bit of sluggish volume briefly southbound about Pleasant Grove Boulevard. Steve?
And if you're on southbound 15 leaving from downtown, got a nice drive, full speeds into Murray. And a few slowdowns left over there from, looks like the South Interchange into Midvale, the 7200 South. A little slow there still at 146 South there in Bluffdale, approaching the point of the mountain. Good speeds on the northbound side back to downtown. West Belt looks good, as does the, all of Bell routes, and I-80 all clear for now. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
The day started out partly cloudy, but thunderstorms boiled up in the afternoon, and we'll see more of that over the next several days. Lows will be in the 50s with highs in the 70s on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Good chance of scattered thunderstorms across central and northern Utah. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
78 degrees. Let's see what's... Yeah, we're on the House floor. They are still debating the debt ceiling. We haven't gotten to the part where they take the vote. We're following the story on KSL News Radio, also following Chris Stewart's resignation. We'll speak with Jason Chaffetz next.
Hey, losing weight can be a tricky process for a lot of people. It's a big struggle, and we know the challenge with everyone. That's why Soda Weight Loss is so incredible, because it's a program that's based on science. If you follow the program, you will drop those unwanted fat pounds. Guys drop 3 to 5 pounds a week. Women drop 2 to 3 pounds. And it's simply by following the program. It's all about nutrition if you want to drop that weight. And it's healthy. It's specifically designed for you. You're going to work with a nutritionist that will work with you. They've had over 5,000 people on their website who have had tremendous success. I've had tremendous success. Alex has had tremendous success. A lot of people here in our radio group have just done remarkable. And you can too. It's that simple. You're going to have someone you're accountable to, who can you check in with. And it's not just about losing it. It's about keeping it off after. It's a lifetime commitment, a lifetime program. You can get healthy, I promise you. Check out SodaWeightLoss.com.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski, the dingaroner, the ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
Higher taxes, soaring inflation, record low interest rates, and the skyrocketing cost of health care. The list goes on. Retiring successfully today is a lot more complicated than ever before. Learn how you can tackle the biggest challenges that you'll face in retirement today. Don't miss a special edition of Retirement Solutions Radio. It's this Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock, right here on KSL, News Radio 102.7.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering, too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
KSL News Time, 6:44. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
over 150 beavers, eagles, lizards, and other wildlife will be homeless by September. The city of Ogden is evicting the Wildlife Rehabilitation Center of Northern Utah. I'm KSL News Radio's Dale Spaulding.
Second, there are at least seven cases of whooping cough reported in the southern end of the Cache Valley. The Bear River Health Department notes whooping cough is extremely contagious. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
South 15, as you cross 215 in Murray, 53rd to 7200 South, the stretch that's going to add extra time to your drive. Everything else really improving quickly on the freeways. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thunderstorms are back in the forecast. I'm Kevin Eubank.
Right now in Salt Lake City, temperature reading 76 degrees. Now, KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says it's up to Congress to do the work of the people who elected them and pass the Fiscal Responsibility Act of 2023.
Tonight we're going to do something we haven't done before. Tonight we're going to give America hope.
The measure suspends the debt ceiling for 2 years. It cuts spending, but lawmakers in both parties are threatening to vote no. The government is giving automakers 3 years to include automatic emergency braking systems in passenger cars and light trucks. Actor Danny Masterson faces up to 30 years to life in prison now that he's been convicted of two counts of rape in an L.A. retrial. Hundreds of Amazon corporate workers walked off the job today. They were protesting what they say is the company's lack of progress on climate goals and an inequitable return to office mandate. The U.S. and Europe up a voluntary code of conduct for artificial intelligence. A draft is expected in weeks. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now the in-depth on KSL. Representative Chris Stewart announced his resignation from Congress today. If there's anyone who knows what that's like, it's former Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz, who also resigned from Congress in 2017. We asked him to walk us through the thought process, and he told us that it was tough.
It's not what he wanted. It's not what he thought when the election was going to happen. But he's doing the right thing. And I think everybody with a heart will understand he's doing the right thing.
Meantime, people are respecting the decision and declaring their candidacies. But first of all, how does a congressman vacate the seat? Do you just pick a day, clean out your desk, and that's that?
You have to submit a letter to the speaker. It gets read into the congressional record. But, you know, at least in my case, and I'm sure in Chris's, you coordinate with the governor because the governor can help. And the governor's office, lieutenant governor's office, because there has to be an election. And you can minimize those expenses by writing on the back of municipal elections and off-year elections that are happening. That's what I did in my case. And I know that Chris is going to work closely with the governor's office to do that, because you have to have an election. You got to get a nominee, and you got to get on the ballot, and you know, voters in that district get a chance to vote who their new representative is. You can't just hand the baton from one day to the next person. It'll be vacant for a little while, but they'll elect the right person, and life will go on.
What happens to Chris Stewart's staff? Are they out of work?
They actually continue to work. They can do constituent services type of work. Until the new members there, the budget that's been allocated for the members' office is still there. You can still get services from that congressional office. It's just they don't have a voting member at that point.
Oh, we've heard a lot of names thrown out jumping in the race. I think Becky Edwards is one of the names we've been hearing. You've been rumored to be running for Senate or governor. So while you're here, what's in your political future?
I don't know. You know, I've got this relationship with Fox News, which is working out real well. I've got a book that's launching next week that'll be out soon. And I don't know. I've kept that door open. I would love to serve again. My family situation's changed, you know, since I stepped down. And well, our youngest daughter just got married, and they're all married now, and we're empty nesters. So my life situation's changed, and, you know, we'll evaluate that going into the fall.
Well, I had to ask. KSL News Time 6:49. You've been listening to The In-Depth. Jason Chaffetz there speaking with us about Chris Stewart. Now, traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines are brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Here's Andy Farnsworth.
Well, Jeff, remember when I said it was clearing out going up through Davis County?
Yeah.
Now we got a crash, unfortunately, blocking a couple of left lanes right before Lagoon. It's a similar area to where we had one earlier this evening. Right now, the delay's not too bad. The volume of traffic has decreased a lot. That helps, but we've still got that slowing, essentially from the Centerville-Farmington border up to Lagoon itself, and then you're clear after that. We do have a crash, though, out on the west side of Roy, 5600 south at about 3500 west. It's been blocking eastbound lanes as tow trucks pull up on the scene now. Mark?
Well, it looks a lot better out west on SR36 Mountain View, 5600 West and Bangor. I-15 is finally cleared out in Utah County, but US 40 delays will hit you as you make your way I-80 down from Park City as well. Steve.
And full speeds on 15 southbound as you leave the city. Leftover slowdowns to 53rd from Murray into Midvale right now. Looks like eastbound 90 is south, really packed in by the freeway. On-ramps right there. Good speeds on I-80. The rest of your drive looking good on all of the built routes and on I-80. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, the KSL 7-day forecast is very active. We're looking at lows in the 50s, highs in the 70s, which is actually pretty close to normal for this time of year, but a very stormy pattern. Each day and afternoon, these thunderstorms will boil up. They're not widespread, but we do continue to see these pockets of heavy rain, lightning, thunder, and wind. Stormy pattern lingers through the weekend, little lull on Monday, but then another chance for more storms next Tuesday, Wednesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. We're at 75 degrees in Salt Lake City. KSL News Time, 6:51.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
I'd like to hear some funky Dixieland. Pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
By the hand, hand, take me by the hand. Pretty mama, come and dance with your daddy all night long.
I'd like to hear some funky Dixieland. Pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
Come on,
by the
hand.
It's springtime in the Rockies, and it's time to apply Revive Organic Soil Treatment. A Revive treatment with fertilization, aeration, and good watering is the key to building stronger roots for a healthy, lush, green lawn. Revive fertilizes and moves water and nutrients deeper into the soil. Take advantage of spring storms with an application of Revive now. Protect yourself from drought later this summer and skyrocketing water costs. With Revive, if you water two times a week, it's like watering four. Apply Revive Organic Soil Treatment today. It works.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Howard Mackler, founder of Innovation Refunds. You've heard me talking about the payroll tax refund for months. If you own a business, even if you've asked your CPA about this, you owe it to yourself to take another look. We provide a licensed and insured tax attorney who evaluates your company at my expense to determine eligibility. Businesses of all types can qualify, so go to GetRefunds.com to potentially get a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee. Download the Innovation Refunds app or go to GetRefunds.com, GetRefunds.com.
When you order food for work on EasyCater.com, we've got your back. Real humans are here to help with your order every step of the way, making sure everything goes right, even behind the scenes without you knowing. Confirming and double confirming with the restaurant that everything is on track. If there's a problem...
Thanks for calling EasyCater.
Call us anytime, day or night, and we'll answer in seconds. We're right here with 100,000 restaurants, working hard to ensure the food arrives on time and is ordered. Order 24/7 at EasyCater.com.
SimpliSafe was named Best Home Security of 2023 by U.S. News & World Report. But we don't do what we do for the accolades. We do it to protect you and everything you love. Our advanced sensors, indoor and outdoor HD cameras, and hazard detectors are powered by live 24/7 professional monitoring, so you get emergency help fast. Get 20% off any new system with interactive monitoring at simplisafe.com/radio. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Hey everybody, it's Casey Scott, and I have a podcast called Project Recovery. I talk about my own journey from addiction to a lifelong one in recovery. I'm joined by my good friend and a clinical psychologist, Dr. Matt Woolley.
You know, it's your story, Casey, but we also hear inspiring stories of others who joined the show from rock bottom to living a life of recovery.
That's Project Recovery, a show about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. Follow us for free on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're watching Utah's money at KSL. Delta Airlines has promised to become the world's first carbon-neutral airline. They made that pledge in 2020, but a California woman says it's a bunch of baloney. She's filed a class action lawsuit claiming Delta's marketing campaign is misleading. She wants Delta to pay a penalty to every passenger who buckles a seatbelt. Pretty simple equation in the airline industry. Oil prices fall, airline profits go up. American Airlines today raised its outlook for second quarter profits. One simple reason: the price of jet fuel is coming down. Crude oil is down to $68 a barrel today. If you're planning to fly to the East Coast, a newly released study says Delta is number one. AirlineRatings.com released rankings of companies doing long-haul flights in North America, and they say based on safety and staff motivation, Delta is number one. JetBlue also scored well. If you are fortunate enough to be flying overseas, the top airline on the list is Air New Zealand. Wall Street today, the Dow was down 134 points. It ended the day at 32,908. The S&P was down 25. The NASDAQ off 82 points. KSL News Time, 6:56.
Don't be worried. Be ready. KSL News Radio is partnering with Be Ready Utah to provide the plans your family needs for an emergency, the tools and supplies to keep on hand, and the knowledge on how to keep a cool head. It's Be Ready Utah. Listen for Be Ready tips and tools each Tuesday with Dave Dujanovic. Plus, find the latest preparation info at beready.utah.gov. That's beready.utah.gov. Be Ready Utah with KSL News Radio.
Find out first. Register for breaking news alerts by texting us at the Cypress Credit Union KSL text line. Just text the word news to 57500.
When it comes to water use, dairy farmers have long been stewards of the land. No one understands the need for water for today and for tomorrow like dairy farmers. And that's why Dairy West wants you to know more about LEPA, or the Low Energy Precision Application System. This system allows dairy farmers to use less water by minimizing evaporation. In traditional irrigation systems, evaporative water loss occurs through wind directly off the soil and from water sitting on a plant. By irrigating closer to the ground, farmers reduce this evaporative loss and use less water. Coupled with strategic crop rotation, farmers' yields also increase. As a collective industry, dairy farmers have committed to improving water use and water quality and greenhouse gas emissions by 2050. Dairy West is proud of their farmers and their commitment to a cleaner, more efficient world through farming innovation. This message is brought to you by Dairy West.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue. Possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
We're lucky in Utah to enjoy all four seasons.
These storms, they bubble up and move quick, and then they zip on out.
Sometimes all in one day.
We did have a tornado warning that was issued.
June means everything from hailstorms to 100-degree days. That's why you need traffic and weather together. Every 10 minutes on the nines on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes were brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. So, Andy Farnsworth is getting any better?
It is. In fact, they've already moved some of the crash on northbound I-15 up by Farmington over to the left. So, initially it had blocked a couple, I think, three lanes. Right now, only the HOV lane is blocked just north or just south of Lagoon. So, if you're going up into Davis County towards Kaysville, you'll see some delays for about a mile, maybe a little less than that. If you take Legacy, though, you'll be able to remerge with I-15 past where the crash is. So that might be a way to save some time going from Centerville to Farmington, switch over from I-15 over to Legacy. Mark?
You still have some delays on US 40 coming down Park City to SR 248, but the rest of the west side drive through West Valley and I-15 in Utah County has cleared. Steve?
Leftover slowdown southbound 15 to the south interchange into Sandy. Got some slowdowns on eastbound 90 south there at the freeway ramps. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. It's going to be partly cloudy tonight. We're headed down to 58 degrees. Sad to say, afternoon thunderstorms are likely part of the picture Thursday right through Sunday. You can expect temperatures in the 70s. We'll catch you tomorrow afternoon. You have a good night.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Listen on the KSL News Radio app and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.